I see y'all out there. Your faces look great. Remind me of my family, man. I love my grandmother. Very old school. Never changed her views for nobody. I respect that about her. I say that because I remember 3 years ago, my sister came out the closet at the dinner table, and I knew she was going to do that. I was rooting for her. I was like, that's what's up. Go ahead, do that, right? And then it got mad awkward. Cause my grandmother tried to uppercut her back in the closet. Not tonight, baby. You do that when I die. All my life I had to fight. I'm not in the mood for that. I was like, I felt bad, but what I'm gonna do, Grandma old? They're just some old people that just never update their software. Never. They wake up every morning, like our computer window pops open, bing, iOS 7 is available. Would you like to update your software? No. I like my iOS 1. Black, white, no gay. I was like, That's why I supported my sister when she come out. I support anybody that comes up, because that is so brave, and you should live your life the way you want. You know what I'm saying? I supported my sister. Yeah, clap. Definitely. Definitely. That's the way you should live your life. I supported my sister. I supported Jason Collins when he came out. Jason Collins is the first openly gay NBA player in America, and I think that's dope. I think that's awesome that he did that. And it's a good thing he did come out, because he was about to get fired. He's horrible. He sucks. But this genius, what better time to come out when you about to get laid off? Look, Jace, he's just not the NBA stands. We're gonna have to let you go. You know I'm gay, right? Shoot. Did you know he was gay? Well, we can't fire the first gay black player. I'm not going down for this. Yeah, well, you better get the contract. Hey, Jason, we have a contract for you. 10 days. And when that's up, another 10 days. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Gay's the new black. But they don't have to use all that power. We can use it too. You guys having a job? You feel like you're not doing too well? You think you might get that pink slip? Just come out. Just come out. They can prove if you're black. They can't prove if you're gay. Keep your job. If you want it, keep it. Y'all understand, man. I'm seriously rooting for that brother. Jason Collins is the first openly gay player, and he sucks. Come on, man. You're a pioneer. You ever heard anything like that? Jackie Robbins had to be great. Venus and Serena. Arthur Ashe had to be great. Pioneers to open the door for us. Jason Collins. Ain't nobody getting in. Because he got to inspire kids. There could be a kid in the deep, deep down south with a great jump shot. Never misses. Whop, whop, whop. Just on the court, playing around. Whop. Then he goes home, sees Jason's on the bench, and says to himself, I'm just going to do hair. They don't put him in, they're not going to put me in. Come on, girl, let me do your hair. Michael Sam's another great one. Love Michael Sam. He's the first openly gay NFL player. And the NFL, that sport, I don't even think they're ready. They're just too homophobic. They're too homophobic. When he got drafted, he was the last one to get drafted. It was a great moment. I don't know if you saw this. It was on ESPN Live. He got drafted, and he was crying. He was emotional, and he leaned over to kiss his boyfriend. Side note, his boyfriend is white because all the gay white men are taking all our good gay black brothers. So, what are you gonna do? So he kissed him, mwah, and then you look at the ESPN commentator's face, they look like they saw gay porn for the first time. Did they just have sex? That's crazy, Jim. Back to you. Congrats, Sam.